Roman numeral number 2. The testimony of Jesus is the 7 golden lampstands, golden, divine in nature, shining in darkness, and identical with one another. Exodus 25:31. And you shall make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand with its base and its shaft shall be made of beaten work. Its cups, its calyxes, and its blossom buds shall be of one piece with it. 36. Their calyxes and their branches shall be of one piece with it, all of it one beaten work of pure gold. A. The golden lampstand symbolizes the triune God. The Father as the substance is embodied in the Son. The Son as the embodiment is expressed through the Spirit. The Spirit is fully realized and expressed as the churches, and the churches are the testimony of Jesus. B. To experience the golden lampstands as the testimony of Jesus, the corporate expression of Jesus, we must be filled with the Spirit of Jesus by calling on the name of the Lord Jesus continually to bear the brands of Jesus as brothers and fellow partakers in the tribulation, kingdom, and endurance in Christ. C. The beating of the gold to form a stand signifies the believer's participation in Christ's sufferings. Everything that goes on in our environment is for the producing of the beaten lampstand. 1. If we set our mind on knowing God, submitting to the inward working of the Spirit to the outward environment, every circumstance will become an opportunity for us to know Him. 2. If a man does not know God in his lifetime, he has wasted his whole life. May the Lord make us willing to accept His dealings in our circumstances so that we may know Him more. 3. The crux of the matter is whether or not one encounters the Lord as the great light in the midst of difficulties and trials. Suffering can make us understand what we otherwise could not understand. D. The shining of the golden lampstands is so that people may see the vision of the glorious Christ as the Son of Man walking in their midst, by knowing the Lord in the midst of the churches as the one who is living forever and ever. We can be assured of His presence in our spirit all the time. He lives always to intercede for us. He appears now before the face of God for us, and He will never fail us nor forsake us. Message number 37, the faithful witness of God for the testimony of Jesus. Roman numeral number 1. Christ is the faithful witness of God, the testimony and expression of God. His expressing God is His witnessing. Revelation 1:5. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to Him who loves us and has released us from our sins by His blood. 20. The mystery of the 7 stars and the 7 golden lampstands. The 7 stars are the messengers of the 7 churches, and the 7 lampstands are the 7 churches. A. Christ is the witness of God, the testimony and expression of God. The church is the testimony and expression of Christ. As such, the church is the reproduction of the testimony and expression of God in Christ. B. Revelation presents to us the revealed Christ and the testifying church, which is the testimony of Jesus. Christ is the testimony of God, and the church is the testimony of Jesus, the enlarged Christ as the corporate expression of the triune God.
Roman numeral 2, E. The shining of the 7 lamps of the golden lampstands, the Lord Jesus walking in the midst, and with His 7 eyes like a flame of fire, His feet like shining bronze, and the shining of His face as the sun indicates that we need more and more of the Lord's shining day by day in our daily life, and church life for more and more of His shepherding, saving, restoring, reviving, and defying. Revelation 4:5. And there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. 5:6. And I saw in the midst of the throne and of the 4 living creatures, and in the midst of elders, a lamp standing as having just been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Because the God who said, "Out of darkness light shall shine," is the one who shined in our hearts to illuminate the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 5:14. Therefore, he says, "Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." If enlightened rest was the mercy of God, whenever God comes and bestows his mercy, the light of his countenance is our light, his appearance is our vision, and his presence is our gain. 1. In order to be enlightened, we must want and accept the Lord's shining, setting our heart to be single and seeking the Lord alone with all our desire. 2. In order to be enlightened, we must open ourselves to the Lord, turn our hearts to Him, and place ourselves before Him without any reservations or holding back. Those who close themselves to the Lord are experts in judging and criticizing others. 3. In order to be enlightened, we must put a stop to ourselves. This means to put a stop to our views, our ways of looking at things, our feelings, our ideas, and our opinions. When a person who is completely stopped comes before the Lord, he can be exceedingly single and simple in receiving the word of the Lord. 4. In order to be enlightened, we must not dispute with the light of the Spirit who speak within us, and we should not dispute with ministers of the Spirit who speaks without. 5. In order to be enlightened, we must continue to live in the light.
Roman numeral 3. The testimony of Jesus is the great multitude serving God in the temple, the whole body of God's redeemed, who have been raptured to the heavens to enjoy God's care and the Lamb's shepherding with all the spiritual blessings in the heavenlies and in Christ that can be enjoyed today. Revelation 7:9. After these things I saw, and behold, there was a great multitude, which no one could number, out of every nation and all tribes and people and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches in their hands. 15. Because of this, they are before the throne of God and serve Him day and night in His temple, and He who sits upon the throne will tabernacle over them. 16. They will not hunger any more, neither will they thirst any more, neither will the sun beat upon them, nor any heat. 17. For the Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd them and guide them to springs of water of life, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. 8. The great multitude consists of those who have been purchased with the blood of the Lamb from every nation, tribe, people, and tongue to be the constituents of the church. B. These are those who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Revelation 7:14. 1. The great tribulation in verse 14 refers to the tribulations, sufferings, persecutions, and afflictions experienced by God's redeemed people throughout the ages. 2. The blood of the Lamb answers before God all the accusations of the devil against us and gives us the victory over him because of the redeeming Christ as the opened fountain of blood for all our sin and impurity. We can plunge beneath that blood, lose all our guilty stains, and rise to walk in God's own light, above the world in sin, with heart renewed and garments white, and Christ enthroned within. 3. To wash our robes is to keep our conduct clean through the washing of the blood of the Lamb. This gives us the right to enjoy the tree of life and to enter into the city of life as the realm of God's eternal blessings. See, those of the great multitude are standing before the throne and before the Lamb with palm branches in their hands. 1. Palm branches signify our victory over tribulation, which we have undergone for the Lord's sake. Palm trees are also a sign of satisfaction gained through being watered. 2. In the triune God as the temple of God, we will serve Him day and night to enjoy Him as the eternal feast of tabernacles and to flourish in life like the palm tree. 3. Our service in time today is a preparation for our service in eternity. God's only goal in time is to dispense Himself into us day by day. When God comes into us and comes out of us, that is service. D. We will not hunger or thirst anymore. 1. To hunger and thirst is to have a hope that is not yet satisfied. Christ promises that everyone who believes into Him will be satisfied and receive Him as their satisfying life. 2. To contact God the Spirit in our spirit is to drink of the living water, and to drink of the living water is to render real worship to God. E. The beating sun and the scorching heat will not strike us. 1. The Lamb God sitting upon the throne will tabernacle over us, overshadowing us with Himself. 2. There is one kind of life that is under God's overshadowing. It is a life that is hidden in God. 3. Christ as Jehovah and also as man is the King who is supplying, caring for, and covering God's people. He is the King for ruling and a man who is like a refuge from the wind and a covering from the tempest like streams of water in a dry place and like the shadow of a massive rock in a wasted land. F. The Lamb who is in the midst of the throne will shepherd us and guide us to springs of waters of life. 1. Shepherding includes feeding. Under the shepherding of Christ, I will lack nothing. 2. We can never improve ourselves, and we need a shepherd to feed us all the time. He feeds the lambs with His experience as the Lamb of God, who is on the throne of God in and for the house of God. G. He will wipe away every tear from our eyes. 1. Tears are unavoidable in this age, but our tears are put into God's bottle and recorded in His book. 2. Because the Lamb supplies us with waters of life for our satisfaction, the water of tear is wiped away. 3. Thank God that the days of sorrow and the things of sorrow will not last. The world is passing away, and we are blessed to drink of the flowing triune God until we become the totality of eternal life, the new Jerusalem.